Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, the fine line between success and failure is just sometimes hard to distinguish. Which side am I on? Am I on the success side, or am I on the failure side? And if you are a business person, not just have a job, not just show up in the morning and just do what's necessary, but truly be a business person, I will tell you, you are always on the side of success. Always. Never on the side of failure. Now, every day when we wake up and we go to work, we put the key in the door, we open the door, we turn the lights on, check the air conditioning, our coworkers start to file in, there is the possibility things are not going to go well. It's possible. There might be something that doesn't work. There might be something that happens. But, you know, in business, we're always talking about a positive mental attitude, and there's a lot to be said for that. It's how we view things. If we view things as failures, we will have more failures than we can count and we can imagine. If we really view things as success and say to ourselves, you know, I know it didn't go well, but let me think about why it didn't go well. Let me just understand exactly what happened so it never happens again. I will succeed the next time. I will not let this stop me, because there are many people who fail at something, and when they do, they just curl up in a little ball and just fade away, because they can't handle it. As business people, we have many, many successes, but we have many things that don't go well, too. And when they don't go well, we just push through. It's just another day. We can be upset about them, but we regain our balance again. And once we regain our balance, we move forward. We move forward to the next thing. Failure, of course, is not an option, but sometimes we do have to take a step backwards. And in that step backwards, there is much to learn. Now, you might say, people always say it was a learning experience. Well, it really was. Did we pay attention to it? Did we pay attention to the details? Did we pay attention to what happens? Do we really understand what's going on? Why did this happen? What was the cause of it? We're not looking to point fingers at anybody. We're not looking to say, it's your fault. Just remember, you sit in the big chair as the CEO, president, and business owner. And even if you didn't do it, if you're not responsible for it, it's still your fault. Still your watch. So to prevent having difficulty in business, we need to create a culture of understanding. We need to create a culture of business coworkers who understand what the limits are as to what they can do, what direction we're going, what the plan is. We need to be coaching and teaching and explaining all the time. We need to get people to understand exactly why we do what we do. We need to take smart people, give them the outline of where we want to go, and turn them loose to do it. If we have to watch everything that they do, chances are, it's not going to be a successful company. Your company can be as successful as you want it to be. That's fact. Good economy, bad economy. It's how you set it up. It's hiring the right people with the right attitudes. It's understanding the marketplace. It's understanding the people that you want to sell to, the people that you work with. That's a lot of understanding, isn't it? But what do you really do as the CEO, president, or business owner? What you really do is you think. You understand the situation. You make the right moves at the right time, hiring the right people, making the right decisions. But being a human person, you're not going to make all the right decisions. Every once in a while, there'll be a decision that doesn't work. Don't let it bring you down. Get right back up. Don't be afraid to make another decision. Don't be afraid to, as they say, push the envelope. Make sure that you are being successful because you're taking everything that's ever happened to you. You're putting it into your brain. You're thinking about it. You're making the right moves because you know what the wrong moves are. And one thing that you want to do that's really important is observe other businesses. What did they do that worked? What did they do that didn't work? We don't need to repeat the things that don't work. It's really important to be paying attention to all aspects of business and everything around you. It is the game of business. And when you're playing the game of business, you play to win. But you have to have a strategy. You have to have a plan. If you don't have a strategy and you don't have a plan, you're just flapping around, just flapping your wings in the air. Nothing's really going to happen. Focus on the problem, not on the failure. Why did it fail? What decisions were made that were not correct? How did we underestimate the problem? Did we put the right resources to it? Did we put the right people? Ask the right questions. Understand the why. And the profits will just flow into your business. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.